This is an extract from the story The Lady with the Little Dog, Dama Sobachka. This is an unusual story in Chekhov's oeuvre because most of the love stories in his stories are unhappy, and this one really is a happy story because the central character Gurov meets this young lady Anna and ends up deciding he's going to devote his life to her. Yet they're both married to other people, so it's not all that simple. And in fact, the story ends with them realizing that they want to be together, but they don't quite know how they're going to make that happen because of their various commitments. So that's a wonderful example of the sort of modernity of Chekhov's writing, that he leaves everything sort of hanging there. And it's up to the reader to decide really what the issues are. And Chekhov was unusual in not wanting to go to extremes, which is something we find often in Russian culture, but explore the grey area, particularly sort of grey moral areas. And this passage in the story comes when Gurov and Anna finally get together and they're in Yalta in the Crimea. She has never been unfaithful to her husband before, it seems, and so it's a sort of big deal for her. It's a moment of epiphany. It reflects in many ways what was going on in Chekhov's own life, because very late on he met Olga Knipper, the actress at the Moscow Art Theatre, and fell in love with her, and they eventually married in 1901, so just 3 years before he died. So maybe the sort of optimism in Chekhov's own life is something that has an impact on the story. So this is a point in the story where Gurov has been someone who has had lots of affairs and is very, very cynical. And yet something happens with Anna and they go off very, very early in the morning up the hill to a place called Arianda, and they just sit there and look down at the sea. They sat on a bench not far from the church at Arianda, looking down at the sea and not saying anything. Yalta was barely visible through the morning mist, and the white clouds stood motionless on the tops of the mountains. The leaves on the trees did not stir, the cicadas were chattering, and the monotonous muffled noise of the sea coming up from down below spoke of rest and of the eternal sleep which awaits us. It had made that noise down below when neither Yalta nor Oriander existed. It was making that noise now, and would continue to make that noise in that same hushed and indifferent way when we're no longer here. And in that permanence, in that complete indifference to the life and death of each one of us, is perhaps concealed a guarantee of our eternal salvation, a guarantee of the constant movement of life on earth and of endless perfection. Sitting tranquilly next to a young woman who seems so beautiful in the dawn light, entranced by this magical setting, the sea, the mountains, the clouds, the vast sky, Gurov was thinking that when you really reflect on it, everything is beautiful on this earth. Everything, that is, except what we think and do when we forget about the higher purpose of existence and about our human dignity. Someone, most likely a night watchman, came up close, peered at them, and then went away. Even that detail seemed mysterious and beautiful too. They could see the steamer from Feodosia arriving. It was lit up by the dawn and already without lights. "There's dew on the grass," said Anna Sergeyevna, breaking the silence. "Yes, time to go back." They returned to town.